Hafaday, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
Rather than living with guilt, there is forgiveness. There is joy. There is peace.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
If you put your trust and your security and your faith in something can be taken away, you will end up being a very insecure person, and you will be driven by fear. Let me give you an overview of faith and then very simply make some application, because first of all, number one, the origin of our faith is the Word of God. And how faith comes is by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You say, well, Pastor, if you mean then we're living by faith, it means you don't have to think, you're just going to end up stepping out. No, faith is not a leap in the dark. It's a step into the light. You don't generate faith. Faith is a gift. God gives you that faith. And as He gives you the gift of salvation, that faith that comes outside of yourself. The origin of our faith is the Word of God. But number two, the object of our faith is the God of the Bible. He's the God of the Bible. As Jesus in Mark 11:22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. You see, the point is your faith is no better than the object of your faith. Understand that the object of your faith is the God of the Bible. The object of your faith is the Son of God. Your faith is no better than the object of your faith. In other words, if you have faith in faith, that's just positive thinking. If you have faith in fate, well, it's just gonna happen. Then really, you're just hoping for the best. This is not referring to faith in yourself. In other words, if you believe in yourself, if you believe you can achieve, it's a great catchy slogan for seminars out there, but it's not Bible. It's faith in God. And so the origin of our faith is the Word of God. The object of our faith is the God of the Bible, the Son of God. And the operation of our faith is expressed through our lives. The operation of our faith, He's the man of God. That's what Philippians 3:9 says, to be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. In other words, the point is faith is belief with legs on. And the security that you have in life is based on a relationship with Christ. And if you do not have a relationship with Christ, then you will continually look through life looking for that security or trying to put that faith in something else. But if it's something to be taken away, it leaves a person very, very insecure. And that's not the will of God. The objective of faith is the will of God. And the very objective for why God has given you faith in expressing that is to do the will of God. Now, let me just give this to you as just an illustration, because I think it's helpful. It might be helpful to you that when you find people that would not by living by faith, even as the men that are mentioned in Hebrews 11, but have a tendency and propensity, even as a Christian, to live in a very insecure way of life. In other words, they are putting their confidence or trust in things that can be taken away. When you find people that are living in very insecure places and living of life, you will find them to add to their life things to try and help them be secure, and it only complicates their life. Let me give you this as a simple cycle that might would help. When a person is living very insecure, they're living without faith, you will find that that insecurity, which by the way, again, security is based on relationships. When a person is very insecure, it will lead them in a wrong direction. And most of the time, it will lead a person, particularly when that childhood years growing up, if they don't have that security in a home that God designed the home to be a place of security, you will find that person by the time they hit their preteen and teen years to look for that security. And that security, they will find it, but they will find it in wrong habits and wrong friends. You'll find them developing habits and patterns in their life that are contrary to God's will for their life and contrary to what God's best for them is. You end up finding people being very insecure that leads them to bad habits and wrong friends. And ultimately, that's what drives them to having a sense, a deep sense of guilt. And when a person's living with that guilt, that either leads them to depression and loneliness, which ultimately leads them to a very negative view, a wrong view of themselves. And that view of themselves, which ultimately, if not dealt with, and their perception of themselves becomes reality. That's why you find today, particularly, people that are living in extremes because they're looking for something that will fill that God-given vacuum that only God Himself is going to fill. And on the simple explanation of that, that's why ultimately you will end up finding in some occasions where that thoughts of suicide or that 1 John 4:18, do you remember? That perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. You end up seeing people today that living life, and not just in their teen years, but even into their adulthood, there are some adults, some married people that live like they're single. And that whole breeding ground is totally contrasted in our day and age to what God's ultimate best is for mankind. God never wanted man to live that way. By the way, let me speak to we as parents, that we have a huge job to be able to help our children live in very secure places because their whole world is not secure. They said that even with many interviewed by young children, that the most fearful television program that is out there today for them is the news. Because in their little minds, they see things going on in other parts of the world. And in their mind, that must be happening here around the neighborhood as well. You end up having people that live very insecure lives because they're continually putting their trust and confidence in things to be taken away. And ultimately, when a person is looking at this, they get more insecure and they look more for those physical relationships and more for those habits that ultimately bring more guilt and more of a view of themselves. Now, if we're left with that, that's an ugly picture because that really is a total view of self. The good thing is that God says, listen, when I come into your life, you don't have to keep living that way. I find Christians today that even find themselves still falling into these categories and these cycles because the very things that God is wanting to use to break them and bring them to the point of brokenness in their life are the very things that they are struggling with. Because ultimately, that cycle can be broken by living by faith, putting your security in things that cannot be taken away, which is ultimately a relationship with Christ. It doesn't have to be that way. Rather than living with guilt, there is forgiveness. There is joy. There is peace. Because 1 John 1:9, when you confess that sin, which is talking to Christians, He's just to forgive us of our sins. That Micah 7, Psalms 103 is a portrait of a God who's just and merciful and full of compassion. And that Psalms 130 and Proverbs 28:13. That is dealing with that forgiveness. And God says, the only way you're going to break that insecurity is to find that security in something that cannot be taken away, which is ultimately in Christ. When you put that security in Christ, that you ultimately start with, God, I accept that forgiveness. Because you are not wanting me to live by guilt. You're wanting me to live by that forgiveness, which translates rather than a wrong view of self, a right view of self and a right view of the Savior. And where does that faith come in? Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. You are doing the right thing, hearing the Word of God preached. On your own, daily, getting a right portrait of God. This book right here is a portrait of God. He chose to talk about Himself in terms that we can understand by illustrations of Old Testament, by types and shadows of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you find yourself in an insecure position when you constantly feel like, I just don't feel that security. I'm wondering about the future. What's going to happen? And I have this past that's haunting me. And I know Christ has forgiven me. And I'm even born again. But you're living your life trying to find that security in other people. You are constantly living in fear. And Christ is saying, you've got to get a right portrait of me. And ultimately, you are, as the Bible says, you're accepted in the Beloved. You're accepted in Christ. Galatians 2:20, Ephesians 1:8, you're accepted in the Beloved. There's a great warmth and security about that. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know. I don't even have it in my own family. You might not have it in your family. Your mom and dad might be gone. They might have abandoned you. You know what's going on in our world? People are using and abusing others because they have one thing in mind, themselves. And anytime you see things like that, you go, you know, they're living for one thing, themselves. And they are the most insecure people. And what Christ is saying, you don't need to be insecure. It might have things have happened in your past that you wish had never happened, but you can wish it till you die. It's not going to change it. You don't have to change the facts. You can change the meaning. I find the most secure people can find those relationships to be ones in which they've pointed that person to Christ, which ultimately now gives you that security. And now you're in the process of progressive sanctification by having right patterns and right habits and right friends. And if you can understand this cycle, you can understand the security and love and warmth and the illustrations, even as Hebrews 11, of someone that is living by faith. You find yourself in your ongoing progress in your walk with God hindered and limited. That does not mean, even as these individuals in Hebrews 11, as Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, it doesn't mean that they're flawless. It means they're forgiven and they found themselves blameless in Christ. You can go to all the self-help seminars you want and you can kind of talk yourself into, oh yeah, I'm feel. But the only genuine confidence you're going to have is confidence found in Christ. You don't need to feel, and there are some people that I don't know whether by virtue of their own background and by virtue of their mom and dad that put so much pressure on them or by virtue of their own wrong choices and their deep patterns of insecurity that they have a difficult time finding that security in Christ. But that is ultimately where God is going to drive you to. You're not going to find it anything in anyone else, never. There are people today that are married today that thought that marriage is going to make them secure, and it's not going to make you secure. It's not. Your mate will never be the full fulfillment of what you want it to be. They never will. They always will come up short. Only Christ will give you that answer. Our teenage problems today, and even in our own island, are not going to be found in more self-help or more, well, you can do it, because they can't do it. The only security they're going to find is in a relationship with the Lord and the ongoing day-by-day walk with Him. And I would encourage you that you have to first start with, I accept that forgiveness, that unconditional love. When we talked about 1 John 4:18, the perfect love casts out fear. That love is not a phileo love. It's not a love in which it's conditional. It's an agape, unconditional love. And the only place you're going to find that is in Him. Parents, you need to be able to express that unconditional love to your own child. That'll help them. But ultimately, pointing them to a relationship with Christ is what makes the difference. I want to encourage you today. The only way you find that security is by starting that relationship with Christ. That means salvation. But once you're saved, child of God, God is going to put you in places that you can either move by fear and that deep feelings of fear or moving by faith in your relationships with others, your relationship with the Lord. The only way you're going to keep that up is by daily feeding on God's Word. The only thing that's going to keep you from the Bible is sin and guilt. Can a Christian live in sin? Can a Christian feel guilty? Absolutely. You eliminate that by going to the cross. God, I need that forgiveness today. Your relationship with the Lord might have been cooled. You might find yourself, as Revelation 2, being very lukewarm. Who's moved? God loves you. His arms are wide open saying, I still love you. And Satan do all he can to convince you otherwise. He's not stiff-arming you. He's proven that by giving His love on the cross of Christ. And I trust and pray that as we are looking at emotions and living by faith over fear, living by faith over insecurity, that you'd find yourself saying, God, I can end up being secure in finding that in You.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.